Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS streaming live. Scott Eckersley and myself with you this evening. Joining me on the phone right now, George Zoulakis, attorney in private practice with Baird & Zoulakis, PC, 32 years in private practice, dealing largely with criminal and juvenile law. Good evening, George. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you?
The reason I wanted to speak with you this evening, timing-wise and being timely point, is I wanted to talk about, because it was New Year's Eve, about minor in possession and MIPs and what that means. If you wouldn't mind just giving us kind of an overview of what minor in possession is.
Well, basically, it's a crime in Michigan, a misdemeanor. What basically it means is if you have alcohol in your person, on your breath, or in your possession, like a can of beer, a bottle of beer, you're guilty of being a minor in possession of alcohol. Carries a number of punishments. Jail typically is not one of them. But several potentially serious consequences, multiple offenders can have their license suspended. Secretary of State is notified even of a first offense. So it could have insurance consequences. And it is a crime on your record, and it stays on your record for the remainder of your life.
Now, I want to go, you kind of gave me a great overview there, but I want to go back, if you don't mind, and look at a few of them specifically. So if I'm 18 years old, say, in the state of Michigan, and I'm just holding a beer, does that mean I'm in possession?
It does mean you're in possession. Possession is generally defined as having actual physical control over an object. So if it's in your hand or within your person, like, for example, if you're sitting in the back seat of a car and there's a six-pack of beer at your feet, you're in possession.
That was you led me right into my second question. What if I'm in the car and it's simply in the car with me? Do I have to be driving? I'm sorry, in the back seat.
It's a question of fact in a court. Typically, if you're the only one in the car, they're going to claim you're the one in possession.
Mm-hmm.
If there are a number of people in the car, you may have a legitimate defense if you can take a position that it's actually somebody else's. But the police don't usually make that distinction, and you're left having to defend the case and hire an attorney, or you're going to be under some stress for a while.
I know there was a revision to the law signed by Governor Granholm in 2004. Did that make Michigan's MIP laws stronger than in other states, or is this part of our zero tolerance, or is that where we are with it?
Well, what I think it did is probably increase the punishments for multiple offenders. We're basically a zero tolerance state. I mean, we're zero tolerance as far as drinking and driving as a minor. If you blow .02, which basically means that if you have one drink in your system, you can get charged with a drinking and driving offense if you're underage. For an adult, you would have to have a .08 threshold, so which would basically be about three or four drinks. So a minor has pretty significant consequences. You get points in your driving record. You get your license suspended. You could also get a minor possession charge to accompany a drunk driving charge. So it's fairly serious if you're the driver. If you're the passenger, you're also looking at consequences. I think the governor and the legislature, I think, especially with term limits, have made virtually all criminal charges tougher. And it's really a challenge now to be a minor, especially a college student surrounded by other students drinking and trying not to do that.
Is there any discretion in the courts for the penalty phase of getting an MIP?
You basically get one free pass. That discretion allows the court to put you on an informal period of probation, typically about 90 days. If you successfully complete it, the case is dismissed, you will not have a criminal record. The Secretary of State, however, will keep a private, non-public record so that everybody in criminal justice knows you've been given this opportunity. So actually, that's one free pass for every minor. Some courts, however, don't use their discretion to give you the free pass. It's a judge-to-judge thing. But in Ingham County, generally speaking, all of our judges will give a defendant what's called a deferment or a diversion program. So they will basically have that one free pass.
What is a diversion program or the diversion program if it's ordered that you do that?
Typically, it's a 90-day period of time. Most young people are required to do an online program that's basically an educational program about alcohol use and abuse, kind of let you assess where you are in the realm of alcoholism, if you are there or not. And I think it also provides education on potential issues with drinking and driving, things of that nature. There's usually an associated finer cost, $300 or $400 typically. And generally speaking, it's a non-reporting probation, although some courts will exercise their discretion and make young people come in every morning before 7 o'clock for breath tests. So it's not easily earned sometimes, but over the period of 90 days, most young people are successful, and at the end of the 90 days, you're finished and the case is dismissed. However, if you pick up another MIP during that 90 days, then the first MIP diversion program turns into an actual conviction. So you could then be looking at a second conviction, and the punishment at that point would be a 90-day suspended driver's license in addition to the typical criminal punishments. Again, no jail time, but you could be required to participate in rehabilitative programming, breath testing, potential urinalysis if there was marijuana involved, which there often is, and that kind of thing. So a lot of things can happen, not the least of which is the Secretary of State in your car insurance company is notified, and parents usually are pretty upset to learn that their insurance rates are going to go up when their child gets a minor possession.
Absolutely. Now, you said this was a misdemeanor, and you get a free pass, sort of, the first time around. The second time around, does this then stay on your record? You suggested that the first time around, sometimes it can kind of disappear a bit, but what about the second time and after?
The second time is a criminal conviction. It's treated as any other misdemeanor. You can ask for something called an expungement if you have no other convictions in a 5-year period. But if you pick up another minor possession conviction or any other kind of a criminal conviction under Michigan law, you can never expunge your record. So one conviction, you may be able to get it expunged, but if you're not able to, it's there, it's a blemish. Employers might make a distinction between you and somebody else equally qualified for a job and decide that the person who took a risk, drank, got caught, maybe shouldn't be an employee. And it seems pretty harsh because a lot of kids are doing it. My estimate, and it's anecdotal, is at some point in time, probably half the students in MSU will probably get an MIP charge.
Wow. What do you suggest if you do get an MIP? What are the steps you should take? Getting a good attorney to help protect your rights?
Well, I think the first thing you need to do is notify your parents. We have a number of young people periodically who will not let their parents know. They'll just go to court and plead guilty. If they're lucky, the court might place them on a diversion program without an attorney being available. But generally speaking, it's helpful to have parents involved and an attorney so you can take steps not only to potentially get the diversion program, but if you're illegally arrested or illegally stopped, if you're in a motor vehicle, you may have a defense and be in a position to maybe get the case dismissed, which will give you the free pass maybe the next time.
So yeah, we're not looking to get folks off of it, but just protect their rights and their future at the same time.
Absolutely.
Very good.
It's much more serious than people think. I think kids tend to be somewhat cavalier about it, and sometimes parents do as well. They'll call me and say, well, this is just a minor possession. Why does it matter? And in the long run, you're always going to be asked by any employer or college or graduate school, have you ever been convicted of a crime? You will have to answer yes.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, George Zoulakis, I appreciate your information tonight. Being New Year's Eve, we hope people pay attention and listen and take the steps to follow the law.
My pleasure, Cheryl.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, George.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Been speaking with George Zoulakis in private practice in Okemos with Baird and Zoulakis, criminal and juvenile law experts. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.